Good afternoon, Audio Boosters. It's Paul here, Ema. Picking up a little bit on the discussion about introductions and names at the start of Audio Boost. As you can just tell, I do like to do an introduction. I think for me, it helps because, like others, I use a podcast player to listen to Audio Boost. And I set them all to play off at once, so when I'm just listening, if there's a nice little introduction, it helps for me. Obviously, if you say the same thing and it's a 1 minute introduction, that's not helpful, but 5 seconds, hello, it's me. It's also probably quite a good idea to put the time of day in, but I don't ever bother because I can never remember. Anyway, that's not really the point of this audio book. What I wanted to talk about was something I wrote called a Yahoo Pipe, which is a little modification program or script that will take an RSS feed from Audioboo and put a new RSS feed out, so that in this particular case, the Yahoo Pipe I wrote, I think I may have done an Audioboo about this before, or maybe I just put it on Google Plus. But what it will do is put the author of the Audioboo into the title, so that when you're viewing all your audio views in your podcast player, such as Downcast or Beyond Pod, you can see who it's from quickly and decide which one to listen to first or which one to skip over. If you want to put them into a particular order, say like you want to listen to one of your favourite people first, you can move that to the top based on that. As an added bonus, last night I modified it so that it puts the description of the Audioboo into the right field in the RSS field, so that a podcast player will display it. It was in the description field, and you simply copy it over into the content encoded part. So that's a bit technical, which you don't need to know about. You'll just find that when you view it in Downcast or similar, you'll see when you're playing that it actually has the description. I'll put the link to the pipe in the description of this boo. It's very simple to use. You'll go to the link. It'll have a entry box where it says Audioboo RSS feed. You put in whichever one you want. So, for example, your followed RSS feed. And then you click a button that says Run Pipe. And then when it's run it, you click the link that says Get as RSS, and that is the feed that you put into your podcast player. Anyway, any questions, let me know. Also, I know like Daylight Gambler and Nick Holloway Vox have already used this one. This is a new one that's slightly modified, not greatly different, but it's just a little bit different. So let me know how it goes and if it's of any help to you. Thanks a lot and bye.